You want to teach me the chiddush is learn out from mincha that a shal mitzibah is also only a zichra kuna. So Mora says merabuya de kruasir. Learn this out from the pasuk itself that it says by shal mitzibah. It says bakodesh shakatoshim techlenu kol zocha bakahanim yechol oisoi. So what's this extra pasuk teaching us over here? Is limur come to teach us al zivchei shal mitzibah sheinachol elu zichra kuna, that even though it's a shlamim, but since it's a shal mitzibah, the din is it's only nechol zichra kuna. It's not nechol to nikevis. So you don't need a limur from mincha for. Somewhere says in Echonami, I'll tell you tanoyim, it's a machlokes tanoyim. Where do we learn out that zivchei shal mitzibah is not nechol only lezichra kuna? Ika the ma'isi lo mihocha, v'ika the ma'isi lo mihocha. Some to learn it out. Some to learn it out from the word of mincha. And some to learn it out from the sexual pasuk of Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tzachlenu. Bakoporim, that's to leave in accordance to this time at least, mincha to teach us that a shal mitzibah is on a necho zichre kuna. Chattis, why does the pasuk say the word chattis over here? That ma chattis mekadesh beblua, just like the korban chattis is mekadesh beblua, meaning if this korban, if the meat is cooked up with any other meat, so the tam of the meat goes into the other meat, and it gives the loch of a chattis into the other meat, that has the chumra of a korban chattis on it. How do we know this? So, ma chattis mekadesh beblua, af kol mekadesh beblua, all of the kachim also, that we say tam kikah, the tam goes into another piece of meat, it gives the same kedusha, the same dinam of the kachim into the other piece of meat. Oshim, what is the pasuk say Oshim over here? Ma Oshim, ein shafir, v'shilya kodesh boy. Just like that korban Oshim, like the placenta, or the afterbirth of the animal, when it's inside the stomach, has no kedusha, for the simple reason that Oshim is only a zocher, cannot be a nekeva. Is so, af kol, who would in any other kachim, even when it could be from nekeva, ein shafir, v'shilya kodesh boy. That the placenta, the afterbirth, when it's still in the stomach, has no kedusha yet. Why? Because this tanol is kesavar for lodos kodeshim beheviyosin and kodeshim. When does the vlad of a korban become kodesh? Only after it's born. That's called vlad kodeshim is beheviyosin and kodeshim. They're only kodesh after it's born, not when they're betoich imon, not when they're in the mother's stomach. And this tanol also holds v'dona nefshim mishi yefshim, like Rebbe Elazar before. They will learn out shar kodeshim, even though they come from the kevis, from a korban oshim that does not come from a nekeva. That's why it says the word oshim here. Then it says miluyim. What's the limud? What do we learn out from the kabonos that were brought by the miluyim? The teachers like this. Ma miluyim. Moisrayim besreifo. Just like by the miluyim. If there's anything left over from the miluyim, the din is you're supposed to burn it. Rasha dechsiv. V'yim yoyse bebosra miluyim. Min alechem adaboyche besarafyas anoyse beish. Just by the parsha of miluyim, either from the korban or the lechem was left over, he's supposed to burn it. So he died, and v'yein balichayim moisrayim esreifam. But there was no balichay, a live animal left over by the miluyim. There was no din achrayis by the miluyim. They only had the korbanos they needed, and they shechted them. They were not alive anymore, but they didn't have any achrayis over there. So there's never a balichay, an animal that's alive, to have a din miluyim to be burnt. To learn out from there, to shar kodshim af kol masrayim besreifa. When is there a parsha of noiser that you have to burn leftover meat only by shchuta? But v'yein balachayim masrayim besreifa. That any time you have leftover a balachay, a live animal, there's never a din that is torn sreifa. Shlomim. What is the pasuk say? The word shlomim over here. What's the limud? It's like this: mashlomim mefaglin or mispaglin, just like shlomim. Is mefaglin or mispaglin means to say the korban shlomim is mefagelis es halechem and makes the lechem also pigel, or mispaglin means atzmon, the meat itself becomes pigel, both it makes something else pigel and itself becomes pigel. Is af kol all of the kachim also mefaglin or mispaglin, it makes something else become pigel and it itself also becomes pigel. Rashi goes zivchei shal mitzibah mefaglin shtei halechem. Anytime the korban has to become lechem with it, so it could be mefagel the lechem, like by shvuas the shnei lechem could become pigel because of the shnei kvosim. This is one way to learn shan the pasuk. Now, but matnisa ton and the brayse we learned mishmei to Rabbi Kiva the name of Rabbi Kiva, he learns like this. When the same pasuk says v'zayis ha-Torah, mincha, when the pasuk says the word mincha, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word mincha? Ma mincha mekadeshet b'blua, avkol mekadeshet b'blua, just like by a mincha. If it gets mixed in with any other bread or lechem, it gives a tam into it, it has the kedusha of a mincha on it. So there's another puzzle, not only by chattis that blue is kaddish, even by mincha also. And the Gemara says v'yitzruch, even according to Kiva, we need to hakka both sukkim. V'yitzruch l'nichta v'chattis, v'yitzruch l'nitzra v'mincha, we need to pasuk both. T'ikos v'achamona v'mincha by mincha, that the blue is mekaddish, v'shem d'rechicha below. Because when it's going into other bread, bread is very soft, so the blue of the tam goes into it. Ah, v'chattis, same aloi. V'chattis is a question of this meat. She give tam to another meat, since another meat is hard, maybe the tam does not go in, it's not mekadeshit. If so, because of achmona b'chattis, who let the Torah just write by korban chattis, that it's mekadesh b'blua, I'll tell you maybe no, mishum debos, ragav d'shomein, kodir. Listen, meat has fat in it, and the fat travels well, so that's where the tam goes into the other piece of meat. Av a mincha emeloi, but a mincha has no fat to it, maybe the tam doesn't travel. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both tzukim to teach us that the blue is mekadesh, both by mincha and by chattis. Now chattis, what's the pasuk of the word chattis over here? This is Rabbi Kivitz Rosha, that ma chattis ein abo elo min achulin. Just like a korban chattis can only come from chulin, u bayoyim, like any other kachim, the shchita and zrik can only be done in the daytime. Or the yodai hayimonis, the kohen has to use his right hand for the zrik as adam. Is af kol all of the kachim, even the korban pesach, ein abo elo min achulin, it only comes from chulin, u bayoyim, u biyodai hayimonis. Now the Gemara is, v'chattis gufu minol, how do we know the korban chattis is this way, that it's only bo min ha-chulin, and not min mois ma'tisheni? Some of Chizah says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, v'hikriv Aaron es parah chattis ha-shaloi. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to bring his own chattis, ha-shaloi, and v'dashin, loy mi-shaloi, it has to be brought from his own money. So yes, v'dashin, loy mi-shaloi, v'loy mi-shamaisa. That the chattis has to be brought from his own money, and not from Mois Maisi Sheni. And Mash we learn out, not only by this chattis, but any chattis in the same halachom. That any chattis can only be brought min achulin, and not from Mois Maisi Sheni. Now the more is the question, by Yoim, what do you tell me, especially when by Korban chattis has to be done by daytime? Me by Yoim Tzavosa Navko. That's a posik that says by Yom Kodshim, if you only make the shchita daytime and not by nighttime. It's more so true, Kedai Nas, but doesn't really belong here, that's Tamalimut. Then the second, third thing also is, when it says, Biyodei Hayimonis, that this Rik has to be done with the right hand, for the Gemara midi Rabba Barbachonin Nafka. Learn it out from Rabba Barbachonin's din. It's a klal also by Yol Kodshim. The Yom Rabba Barbachonin Amor Rash Lakish, that Kol Mokim Shinema Etzpa Kuna, whenever the Pasuk says the word Etzpa Kuna, and the Eli Yamin, it only means the right, so we know anyway it means the Yamin. So when it says true, I'll tell you, Kedai Naspa. It's like really extra, we don't really need it for this. But the equilibrium of chattis is to teach us that a chattis is only bo min hachulin. So kids at that time of Kiva knows that a korban pesach is also bo min hachulin. They learn it out from a chattis. Chattis is the ikum makor to say it's only bo min hachulin. And so he speaks out here that really according to Kiva, tati dorish mechattis. We learn out two things from chattis. Tikva dorish nami machattis beblua mekadeshis. We already used it to teach us that a chattis is mekadesh beblua. So what then we need also to teach us, we learn two things from chattis. There's bo min achulin, and it's also mekadesh bebluah. Now, the end of the pasuk says osham, ma osham atzmoisav mutarim, just like by korban osham, the bones of it is mutter, it has no kedusha. Rashi says, shirei besaroi mutter, you'll not eat the meat of a korban osham. For like siv osham, ele mishun debor lefrushe kro, kol chad v'chad v'chad v'chad. What did Rashi says? There are filu shazvachim atzmoisim mutarim. The Gemara in Pesachim says, "Avul atzomis v'gidim yisuf ulashish asa hani atzomis echidomid les b'umayich lishdeyu almod atzomis mutarim." Whereas clearly, if there's no meat marrow in the bone, throw it away. It has no kedusha. It's mashma the atzomis amutar. So here it says about a word from Moshe. Is avkol atzmoisim mutarim? The bones of the kachim have no kedusha on it. You can do what you want with them. Now, so Kitsa, that's what Rabbi Kiva learns out to teach us the klal ol kachim is only brought min hachulin, any chayv he had, he only bring merachulin and not from mois maisisheni. According to Rabbi Akiva, is not the limud is not from a korban chatis, but the limud is not from a korban pesach, but rather from a korban chatis. Now the Gemara asks the kasha for Rabbi Akiva, hay v'zavachta pesach.